Hello and welcome to this episode of Forkful of Noodles. I'm Krish Mohan. Dr. Sanjay Gupta, the chief medical expert at CNN, also known as the man that has made my mom disappointed in me for the last 15 years, has finally come out of the closet as a weed supporter. That's right, Mom. Ha, who's your hero now? Oh, turns out, Dr. Gupta is nothing but a peace-loving hippie. Now he's hero of a whole younger generation. Yeah, what? Okay, so Dr. Gupta's decision is based on the myths that the media puts out about old Mary Jane. Politicians like to divert our attentions away from real issues and really like to focus on taking joints out of the hands of really cool teenagers. The government's efforts to police marijuana distribution has flushed out more money than Justin Timberlake's character at the end of The Social Network. All of this is really just a big propaganda campaign that shows how evil marijuana is as a drug without focusing on the real facts.
Hello, I am Smelvin Smoot, and marijuana has destroyed my life. I've once ingested medical marijuana on April 4th, 2007. And I subsequently cannibalized my grandparents because I was so butt angry from the munchies.
Hungry.
And drugs have subsequently made me ruined my life.
All right. Hi, Governor Mike Phillips here from the great state of Florida. Clearly, that young man there was on the marijuana. Now, I'd like to stand up here and say that marijuana is one of them fancy pants Mexican dances coming over from Spain, but unfortunately, that's not the case. No, it's a drug that is single-handedly destroying our nation's youth and destroying this great country. So join me as we get together to kick the snot out of pop. This message has been paid for by the Council of Marijuana and Due Diligence.
Whoa. Guy wasn't on marijuana.
Yes, he was.
He's just an asshole that can't read. Gupta actually apologized for his views on marijuana reform in the past, but he still hasn't apologized to me for making my mom disappointed of me. I mean, I can't even count how many times I would sit in my underwear eating cereal and having my mom watch the show and say, Krish, why can't you be more like this gentleman? Just waiting for her to go to work so I could watch Saved by the Bell reruns. But I digress. Gupta actually praises the natural use of the plant and says that weed can actually help a lot of different people. Take, for example, Charlotte Feige, who suffered from crazy seizures and the only thing that helped her out was marijuana. I mean, Gupta went so far as convincing New Jersey Governor Chris Christie to change his mind on legalizing medical marijuana. Marijuana is a natural cure for many ailments, and it definitely doesn't have as many side effects as the drugs that the pharmaceutical companies are pushing out.
Hi. Here at Abdicol, we don't want you twitching, whether voluntarily or not. That's why we've come up with the new miracle drug Twitcherol that's going to control the amount of twitching you do in a day, in 1 week, or even a year. You take one Twitcherol with its sister drug Spazvil, and you're going to have no twitches for the next 2 to 8 hours. Your life is going to change. Side effects may include bleeding gums, teeth in places you never thought they would be, clowns in your peripheral at all times, stanky leg, the dope foot, uncontrollable racism, you know it, but it won't be.
Hey, Carl! Thanks for the pills! High five!
What the hell happened to your arm, Doug?
Well, you cracker-ass honky, I fell asleep on a bench in the park and I woke up and my arm was gone!
That's colorful language, but I bet you no longer twitch. That's Twitcherol, folks!
Despite all these facts that are coming out on the pro side of marijuana, there are still naysayers. People like Bill O'Reilly, Ann Coulter, Mayor Bloomberg, you know, and what do old white guys really know about marijuana? Coming out and claiming that it's a hoax and it's a scam and that we're all a bunch of pussies. What? I'm being told that Ann Coulter is actually a woman. But my statement stands, because this is exactly what the media does, you know? They just distract you by inviting all these other pundits to come on their shows, and then they just start arguing back and forth. Then it just becomes a shouting match between two different pundits, you know? And they just distract you from the real issues, and they're just using fear tactics all around you. Wait, what was I talking about? Advocates for medical marijuana, college students, and hippies that are still alive are very excited about Sanjay Gupta's decision about medical marijuana. So much so that they've actually named a strain of marijuana in his honor. And they call the strain Gupta Kush. Yeah? Really? Gupta Kush? That's the best one you could come up with, Gupta, huh? Real original Gupta. You know, if I had my own strain of marijuana named after me, I would name it something cool. Like Christmas Kush. Fork full of Kush. Krish Kush. This is just another reason for my mom to get disappointed in me. Do you know how awkward it is whenever your mom comes in and goes, oh, why don't you have a strain of marijuana named after you? Why aren't you getting married? You've taken it too far, Gupta. You took it too far. I'm excited that you're standing on the side of marijuana reform and trying to legalize medical marijuana, but I'm glad CNN isn't letting you have your own strain of marijuana, Gupta, because you think you're better than me, Gupta? Well, guess what? You're not better than me.
Hey, look, you need to, like, chill, okay? You seem tense.
I'm good, man.
You need some of that Gupta Kush. It's from the Parks and Rec guy, right?
No, look. Solid.
Hey! CNN, Cannabis News Network, right, man?
Yeah, that's
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't leave me hanging.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah. You want to go chill?
I'm good.
All right. I'll be over here, man. You should come.
Eh, what the hell? Yo, wait up! Thank you very much for joining me on this episode of Forkful of Noodles. You can check out everything we do at ramennoodlescomedy.com. We want to thank Mary Stewart for being our cinematographer and our director for this episode. And we'll see you next time.